time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Gibson met with the media following the Orioles' Game 3 loss to the Rangers.
Kyle, is there a chance that this is, as many teams have experienced, the bump in the road on the way to greater things later?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be. I'm excited for a lot of these guys that they got to experience this, because it's a lot of fun, obviously. You know, sure, we didn't come out on the right end, but, you get a little taste of this and you get a feeling of what it's like. I think it motivates you a little bit. It adds to what this group has accomplished. There's going to be however many guys here next year that have this feeling in their mind whenever they get to September 30th and they get ready to go in October. And this is a group that's going to be good for a while. So I think everybody has they have a lot of high expectations for this group. And inside of here, I think that's why we did so well this year. We had high expectations for ourselves when, maybe people didn't think it was our time. But, it was our time for 162 games and just wasn't for the postseason.
In this series, your team, the pitching staff, had a lot of trouble with two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Getting guys out of two strikes.
Yep.
Do you think there was a particular reason for that, and how do you guys go about correcting that?
I think that's one of the best offenses in the big leagues over there. And, they do damage in all counts. And, they do a really good job of making you execute pitches for nine innings. Every now and then you run into a team that's, hot and swinging the bat well, and you feel like you can throw the rosin bag up there and they might hit it. So, I think that's just what happened. I don't think these guys need to change a thing. This is a really good group with a lot of talent, and they're going to go out and do a lot of the same things and have a lot of success next year. And I think, this experience, this time here, as much as it stings and stinks, they're going to learn from it, and they're going to be better because of it.
Someone who's been around a while, what message do you get to Dean and even go back to Grayson and Game 2? I mean, they pitched so well over the course of the season for it not to go well for them to this degree.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I've never had a start in the postseason, right? So, I mean, I can't get into those feelings and those anxieties and everything else, but those guys are so good, man. Dean and Grayson are going to be good for a really long time. They execute at a high level. Their stuff is plus. We'll say this, their 33rd start, right? Like, it's just unfortunate that, this is the one that is a struggle, right? But when it comes to Dean, man, that I don't think anybody's pitched with what they've had to pitch with. That was – he was under a lot. He's got a lot on his mind. And for him to go out there and take the ball, I told him that was one of the most impressive things I've seen. He's got so much on his mind. I know he's never going to use that as an excuse. That's not who he is. But that was some stuff that you don't see every day. And I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of Grace. I'm proud of Kyle. They're so good. And they're going to be good for a long time. They're going to go out and same thing. You learn from the tough ones. You learn from the good ones. And next time when you're in a situation, you've already got your feet wet. So it'll be fun to watch these guys, how they go forward.